I want to start with a little bit more about you, because I see you kind of been all over the place in getting your degrees.
Yeah, that's right. I did my undergraduate degree at the University of Oklahoma, and I decided that I needed a little bit more outside exposure and experience. I was accepted into the Boston Conservatory, and Arizona State asked me if I'd like to come out and get my doctorate, and I said, that sounds like a good plan.
Tell me, what's your goal?
For me, the goal is really trying to share something with people, and what that is depends on what we're doing in a concert. It's always been about creating something to give away, because I think that's really what you do as an artist. You create something, but then you give it away.
In the summer series, because, you know, I was born here, summertime, mm-hmm. everybody was gone. Now?
Right. There is a bit of a mass exodus out of the valley that happens during the summer, but it doesn't mean that you still shouldn't be able to enjoy a live classical performance. You still go see a movie. So we decided to try this to reach out to the people who are here and say, hey, you can still come hear some great music through the summer. The AC's awesome in the Tempe Center. So far, we've had a very good response from it.
July 20th, which as we speak is this weekend.
Yes. Right?
The Czech connection.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Mozart here, the Prague Symphony, right?
And that's
then,
correct.
Okay, and then Dvorak.
And then Dvorak, yeah. The idea behind this is really finding two composers who are writing for essentially Prague and the area around it, and they're separated by about 100 years. The Czech connection really isn't so much about the land itself, but it's about the people, because Mozart wrote the Prague Symphony as a thank you to the audiences of Prague who loved him. And so he wrote this as a gift for them. But Dvorak, on the other hand, his symphony is about the political turmoil that's happening, and it's about the will of the people. It really paints two different portraits that I think are very interesting in their study.
When I think of the Mozart, the first thing I think of is the stories about no one's quite sure why he wrote the last three symphonies.
Mm-hmm.
He writes these great towering pieces. Before that, he writes a symphony for Prague. I mean, this is a place where he'd been very, very successful with opera and mm-hmm. all. But at the ripe old age of, 35, he's finding himself kind of his last year's news because he's no longer the Wunderkind.
I think definitely Mozart was very good at seeing and understanding how to fan the flames of his popularity. And if audiences were going to support him, then he was going to reward them.
I've never understood why there are those folks who think Dvorak is that second tier, or some people, even a third tier guy.
Dvorak suffers from being in the shadows. There's only so much that I think people are willing to look to a period and say, this is representative of this period. He's very much like Mozart in that he works with melodic material very, very well. And that's the other reason why I think this concert, these two works pair together really well, is because they are wonderful melodic composers. You can throw almost any Mozart with almost any Dvorak, and you're going to have a great concert. Now, if you can find ties to put them together, even to make the case even stronger, then hey, that's even better.